Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers in Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
You had something in your newsletter recently about a new Hunt County beekeepers group. Now, they had an organizational meeting several days ago, so we're past that, but still, I'm sure you could still get involved with them. They're just now getting started.
I think you're absolutely right. There will be options, you know, they did have an organizational meeting, but there has been a real growth in the people that are interested in this. I think part of it is pandemic related. I think part of it is it's something you can very definitely do to that's environmentally related. So there's this growing interest. And so they have started a group to provide information to help people get started, to share knowledge and expertise in what's working. And I think that's fantastic. Right now, I think the best way to find out about them is going to be through their Hunt County Beekeepers organization Facebook page. And you can find out and message someone there if you want to get involved.
Mm-hmm. We have talked with Sarah Latham a few times. Sarah was the AgriLife agent for Hunt County, and now she's in Raines County. But she says that we've talked a couple of times about they're seeing a lot of people buying small acreage in Hunt County or Raines County and then wanting to do something with that land, that property.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
beekeeping is one of the things you can do, of course, yeah. you know, on a small plot of land. And so I think there's a lot more popularity to this now.
And it certainly is helping, you know, all of the plants and everything
right.
around if we can keep it going.
Yeah, very good.
It's a good thing.
So Hunt County Beekeepers, look for that, and you can find some information about it on Pud's newsletter on her Facebook page, too.
Yes, right.
Then another group that's meeting on a regular basis, and we just recently passed their monthly meeting, but they'll have another one next month. And we've talked about these folks before, the Remember For Me Alzheimer's support group. This is for family and friends, but I guess mostly family of people with Alzheimer's.
You know, I cannot say enough good stuff about this organization. And a part of that is because I had a father with Alzheimer's that was not around at that time. I'm sure if it had been, I would have been mm-hmm. so grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the purpose of the group is to, you know, be a resource to provide information in some cases, you know, just help people through, like help the caregivers through all the emotions and the struggles and everything that come along with caring for a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia. And on the second Thursday of the month at 6:00, they have a support meeting that is at the Senior Resource Center out on Wesley Street. You know, this group, they provide in these regular regular monthly meetings, this is an opportunity for caregivers and people, family members, to get together, share frustration, share information, just have, you know, commiserate
mm-hmm.
and get the strength to keep going. Is, I think, probably one of the best ways to describe what this group does. The volunteers that lead it are just some of the most wonderful people. They've all faced it themselves. So this group is just tremendous.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. I have a family member, extended family member, and you know, they're going through that right now with their extended family, and so I'm, you know, I know what that's like, and and it's great that there's a group there for people to rely on, that they can get some support from other people. I see, and we don't have a heck of a lot of time here left, but you say W. Walworth Harrison Public Library in Greenville is kind of opening up a bit more now, and they're doing some new story hours for kids.
They are. You know, the library has really impressed me with how they've, you know, kept going through all of this. And they are now opening up for their children back to their wonderful children's story times that they do. And particularly, they do a lot of them on Wednesday mornings. But they're adding a new one now that's going to be on Friday morning once a month that is Stories in Español. And so the idea on this is to be able to have children be exposed to another language, or also for the Hispanic children to have a story read to them.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great idea. The other thing they do that I think is so super is they have used their Facebook page, and they have done a lot of Facebook Live and videos, or just they'll go in and they'll just every day they'll post an activity that you can do with children if you are at home with your children.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be anything from go outside and find everything that's red to, you know, let's count something. And it's really, they understand that their job is to provide resources, and I just think they're doing a super job.
We're out of time here, basically, but I would just mention that coming up in the end of February, Saturday, February 27th, Elvis on Tour is coming to the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, the GMA, and next time we visit, we'll talk about that. But how appropriate, Pud, that that show come to the GMA where Elvis himself played back in the mid-50s. Yeah.
Yes,
we'll talk about that next time. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again.
Okay, enjoyed it. Yeah. Thank you.
Pud Kearns with House. Bye. Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.